we spend a lot of time on the front end of the show. It doesn't matter, right? As long as you're getting something out of it. Usually if I feel like I've gotten something through the day out of digesting news and bouncing it off different people and the folks here, that usually works out that it's advantageous to you folks as well. So let me open this up for the first time. I don't know where that story falls. If it's the first one, then you get to watch it right away. Okay, headline. More than half of the U.S. states vow to fight Biden's vaccine mandate. It's about right. Country seems to be split down the middle. Not really. I think there's more people that understand that these guys are creeps. Even the folks who have gotten their double jabs or their jabs. I talked about that yesterday. Even folks who have been vaccinated are saying, these fucking guys are tyrants. You can't treat people like this. They're allowed to have a choice. No, not these guys. D.C., you can't have any choice. I've been saying this to people. I'll just say it before we even start. You should have a philosophy like, come. Come and try me. Come and try me, fucker. If you get to that point, there is a certain level of freedom you have where you can fly above these assholes and not be bothered by every little thing they mutter, every little nonsensical Third Reich-esque phrase they mutter. But don't kid yourself. When I look at different people like this, these dopes, this guy running a NSW down under, Dictator Dan. When you watch him talk, you guys know what I'm talking about in Australia, right? The only thing missing from this guy is a little mustache, a little square mustache. And you're like, oh man, that's him. He's talking just like that guy. It's uncanny. And what's going on down under is unbelievable. You know, with that fella down under? Fuck out of here. Twenty-seven Republican governors or attorneys general have vowed to fight the latest executive order issued by President Joe Biden mandating that over 80 million private employees receive COVID vaccinations or undergo weekly testing, or their employer will be fined. Isn't it nice that we've gone from having a constitution and rules and laws and things like that to having a fucking King George sit in the White House and just make edicts? And you wonder why the country's divided when it comes to these things. I'm sure that Biden couldn't write an executive order if he wanted to. He's just a puppet. You see this guy? You should listen to the hot wire we did yesterday. My God, what is happening behind the scenes? It'll eventually come out like it always does. It'll be too late, though. Damage will be done. We know what the executive order does. We're not going to get into that, but companies with more than 100 employees, blah, 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 blah. But non-compliance would result in fines of $14,000 per violation. The governors who said that they're interested in opposing King Joe's edicts. Maybe I should call him Trader Joe's. Not traitor, traitor. The governors who have expressed opposition include Arizona, Alabama, Alaska, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, Mississippi, Montana, Nebraska, New Hampshire, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, West Virginia, and Wyoming. Where's Howard Dean when you need him? Republican attorneys general from states with Democratic governors who also vowed to fight include Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron and Louisiana AG Jeff Landry. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, whom Biden has sparred over mask mandates and vaccine passports, said Florida would fight back. when you have a president like Biden issuing unconstitutional edicts against the American people, we have a responsibility to stand up for the Constitution and to fight back. And we're doing that in the state of Florida. This is a president who has acknowledged in the past he does not have the authority to force this on anybody, and this order would result potentially in millions of Americans losing their jobs. That's okay with Joe. He's got offshore bank accounts. His son smokes fucking carbon fiber, Parmesan cheese, and crack. Everything is dandy in Wilmington. The wife is running around when she's not wearing a drape from Motel 6. She's stealing clothes. I mean, you can't make it up. Fucking hillbillies. You gotta listen to Hotwire. We can't even talk about this stuff in depth. It's so out of control. It's a damn shame. They've changed the rules on all of us, as you're finding out. Just ask WXYZ TV in Detroit. The truth has no place out in front. The truth tellers had to go underground, behind paywalls. Anybody who is not behind a paywall right now, who's out there and has active accounts, and they're allegedly telling you the truth, and they haven't been removed, or hassled, or shoved off of social media, is simply full of shit. Nobody worth their salt out here is allowed to stand on a soapbox with their megaphone and tell you what's really going on. That soapbox got kicked out from under them around the election time, and now everybody is gone behind a paywall. Of course, we were ahead of the curve because I understand these things before they come vogue, so to speak. You know, it's funny. You know, the whole foundation of Trader Joe's scheme here is that OSHA is going to dictate personal health care decisions for everybody around the country. And then OSHA somehow is going to enforce such unconstitutional actions, right? OSHA couldn't find... Searching for an analogy here. You can insert your own analogy, little Mad Lib style. OSHA is one of the worst, toothless, weak, inept organizations I've ever experienced. We worked with these guys back in the day when the fucking Sackler family, Purdue Pharma, Purdue Frederick at the time, they keep changing the names. Whenever they kill a bunch of people, they change the names and they reincorporate. They killed a number of people, 5 people, I believe, in North Jersey. We went in there, tore the living shit out of that company, tore the living shit out of Mortimer Sackler. Of course, his kids now and his offspring and his survivors are running the shit show now. They've poisoned millions of Americans with OxyContin, of course. But before that, OSHA, we worked with OSHA. We said, why aren't you putting these fucking people in jail? I went in. I proved the guy, the chemist running the place. It blew up in North Jersey. 5 died. People running from the building on fire. Citizens choked out. It was a disaster. It was like a horror movie. I find out. The chemist in charge of the place falsified his credentials, never graduated from college with a master's degree and graduate degrees he had on his resume. He was a maniac. He was a total maniac. He did have an undergraduate degree. I think it was University of Rochester. I pulled some strings. I got his transcripts. He was a C student. They called the guy the morning there was a problem. They said, hey, this batch here, these chemicals, not going so well. He said, what are you calling me at home for? Ba-boom! A couple hours later. So we went in. We had to piece all this together. We're working with OSHA. And we're saying, why aren't you guys going to find these guys? They're criminals. They killed people. Well, it's not really what we do, you know. And President Clinton's putting a lot of pressure on us. Of course, President Clinton and the Clintons were friends with the Sacklers because the Sacklers had money. And the Clintons are fucking gypsies. So anybody with... dangle a $20 bill in front of Bill or his bitch wife, you know, whoa, they get off free. Same thing. OSHA has no teeth. They're not even equipped to enforce such unconstitutional actions. That's why when Biden stands up there, it's just theater. They don't have the infrastructure to go after millions of people. They don't. It's all fucking theater. He's throwing this out there. It's just, in my estimation, it's a play to scare people. The fear bus did not work when it came to telling people they were going to die. So now you're telling people, if you don't get it, you're not going to eat. And how many people ran out right away and said, well, fuck this, man. I'm getting it. I don't care. I'll take my chances. These guys are criminals. They don't care about you. They care about covering up for their friends. Wait till that thing tomorrow night. Wait till the FBI special tomorrow night. Your fucking head will spin. If you followed me for the last couple years, everything I've said comes together. Finally, you're going to hear it from real people who are not me. It's different if one guy's always harping on things, right? You start to hear these things from other people. We've had other guests on talking about the FBI. We had Dr. Dimitri Katz on, who's developed just this week. We've had him on. He did a presentation for us that it's on the podcast, talking about his protocol he developed, niacin protocol. To battle things that are going on right now and to help people's immune systems. Guess who showed up at his house? We didn't talk about it. We didn't even get to that. FBI. Why? Why would the FBI show up at his house? Because the big pharma sent their winged monkeys out. Hey, keep this guy quiet. We don't want this getting out. That's when you know you're onto something, when these assholes show up. But OSHA doesn't have the wherewithal to see these mandates through and to do anything on behalf of the federal government. They're not funded well enough, number one. I think the play here would be, if they're serious about doing it, they're going to say, OSHA can't do this. We're giving it to Department of Homeland Security. They'll show up at your door with their badges and their guns. We'll give it to the FBI. They'll show up at your door. I mean, that's next, right? We're giving it to the military. OSHA's not getting the job done. The next thing you know, you got a gun in your face. It's happened in my house a couple times, pointing guns at my kids. It's not a nice thing. That's when you start to realize, hey, maybe this government has gone off the fucking rails. Of course, these governors now are coming out right after... the resident Joe, Trader Joe, said he's going to get rid of them. I'll get them out. I'll throw them out if they get in my way. Okay, Joe, take it easy. You don't even know the Prime Minister of Australia's fucking name, buddy. Can't make it up. You know, the more I think about it, I remember OSHA fined Purdue Pharma, like, I don't know, it was a big amount. And then Purdue, like all companies do, they go to court or they appeal OSHA's fines and they pay like pennies on the fucking dollar. I think this multiple billion dollar plus company paid like $80,000. They killed five people, maimed a bunch of people, almost torched part of a city. They did torch part of a city, but it would have been much worse. Firefighters got her $80,000. Pretty good, right? A U.S. attorney told us, someone's going to jail here. I don't know who it's going to be. Well, it turns out it was nobody. They all lie. The feds lie. Someone's always going to jail, right? Until they're not. Let's see the weekend if this FBI lawyer dope ends up getting indicted. And who cares if he does? It's the whole thing's a sham. The Durham probe was a sham. As I told you, we gave the guy the benefit of the doubt out of the gates. And then soon after that, I said, you know what? They're running out the clock. Oh, and on this guy, the clock's ticking. Literally hours. Hours. I'm going to try to frame this properly. Perhaps I didn't do a good enough job of in my rage sometimes. Make sure I'm recording. The fact that Biden is using OSHA as a backbone for this vax mandate automatically throws his entire scheme into chaos. It doesn't make any sense. OSHA's underfunded, undermanned, undergunned, underbrained. And meanwhile, employers, for folks who don't want to get the jab, so to speak, the employers are on the hook to pay for the testing costs to test their employees. Why not just take the fines from OSHA? I would take the fines from OSHA. The lessons I learned about OSHA, if I get fined, first of all, OSHA can come nowhere near enforcing this on a national basis. They just don't have the horses. They don't. So it's a sham on its face. But even if I got fined by OSHA, just fight it. $14,000 fine? You probably end up paying $1,000. Now you have to throw legal fees at it, yes. But I think probably during that time, they would leave you alone. I can't underestimate what's going to happen here because we don't know. Again, I could see OSHA being pushed aside and then kicking this to like actual law enforcement because these guys are fucking crazy. But I can't stress enough how feckless and weak OSHA is. It's a joke. Companies are going to push these regulators around like the Charlie Atlas kicking sand in the geek's face at the beach. That's the way it is. That's going back there, kids, for some of the older folks who listen to us. Folks in their 60s, 70s, 80s, little Charlie Atlas reference to get you closer to the weekend. I just have to, you know, when it's all broken down, when he goes out, when the resident, when Trader Joe goes out and makes the big speech and everything, you know, you look at the fine print and you're like, wait a minute, these guys, they can't pull this off. They can't pull it off. How are they going to pull it off? They don't have the horses. They don't. Simple, simple as that. All this is, like I said, is a stick. They put it out there. The media spreads it around for them, spreads the fear around, and they try to gin up a new wave of people where they could all make money. Because they're all salesmen and saleswomen for Big Pharma. Another distraction away from serious things that are happening, by the way. Like those hearings on the Hill today with the FBI. Unbelievable. I've never seen it. I've never seen anything like that. And we'll talk about it tomorrow. I mean, it's unbelievable. So you have the king up there. King Joe comes up with an edict that can't be enforced. The problem is that he's taking advantage of people. People who are susceptible. to being taken advantage of. What did Nicki Minaj say today in one of her tweets? I could see why things happening. Reverend Jim Jones. Can see why people followed Reverend Jim Jones. I mean, the White House is dispatching a plane right now for him. The bad news is Bill Clinton's on the plane. At least it's not Epstein's plane. What a government. What a collection of frauds, crooks, scumbags, lowlifes, morally bankrupt, hellbound, gutter snipes. Headline, COVID-19 mandate. New York judge temporarily blocks the ability for medical workers to be fired if they don't take the jab. A federal judge temporarily blocked the state of New York on Tuesday from forcing medical workers to be vaccinated after a group of healthcare workers sued the state, saying their constitutional rights were violated because the state's mandate disallowed religious exemptions. Judge David Hurd in Utica. This is a good song. Beat it. We were locked up in Utica one night. Anyway, that's time. A story for another time, perhaps. Cops don't play in Utica. That's all big misunderstanding, Your Honor. Judge David Hurd in Utica issued the order after 17 health professionals, including doctors and nurses, claimed in a lawsuit Monday that their rights were violated with a vaccine mandate that disallowed their exemptions. Judge gave New York State until September 22nd to respond to the lawsuit in federal court in Utica. If state lawyers oppose the plaintiff's request for a preliminary court order blocking the vaccine mandate, a September 28th oral hearing will occur. So Judge David Hurd told the state to beat it. That's a good sign. You know, you take any small victory you can get against these big fucking big machines. You take on New York State. You take on the Justice Department. You take on the CDC. Any little victory you can build on. All about it. Perhaps that could be used as some type of a precedent with similar cases that are pending around the country. We'll see how that plays out. If the idiot was still there, we could play Dominic the Christmas Donkey, the Italian Christmas Donkey, but the Italian COVID Donkey for our good friend Mob Boss. Not so good friend, thank God, Mob Boss. Andrew, I like to kill old people, Cuomo. Funny how he escaped prosecution. Can't make it up. So that's going on in New York. A positive step, a good sign. I'll keep an eye on it. I mean, there's not a whole lot of things at risk here or in the balance. Nothing serious, like the U.S. Constitution, international human rights, and just small things like that. Freedom of religion. Importance of religious beliefs. Just little things like that. Nothing to get upset about. But no thanks from the fucking Vatican, though. Pope Dope, I call him. Dope on a rope. The commie Pope issued his encyclical from the Vatican saying that vaccines are morally acceptable. What about molesting kids and sexually assaulting kids? Pontiff, is that morally acceptable? The pontiff should be facing more plaintiffs, if you ask me. The Vatican says it's cool. Vaccines are cool. Pay no attention to the fact that these jabs, these injections, have and the pharmaceutical conglomerates behind them have employed aborted fetuses and cell lines in their testing, development, and production. Pay no attention to that. It's morally acceptable because Pope Dope, the dope on a rope, is all about. He's in on it. He's all in. And you wonder why people are running away from the church like a fucking monster movie. Of course, it's not the church anymore. It's just another vehicle of fraud. And a vehicle to come down on your rights, to limit your rights. That's all it is now under this dope. It's unbelievable. But at least people are understanding these long-held and heralded institutions are mostly full of shit as well. The more woke we become out here, or awake, as you may put it, the better. You can sit there. Roman Catholic Church, supposedly, the moral enemy of abortion. And this dopey Pope can sit there and say that these vaccines, these jabs are morally acceptable. When again, they've been built or they are produced with aborted fetus cell lines, etc. in their testing and in their development and production. You, sir, are full of shit. Thank you. Thank you. But it's all our fault out here for being anti-vaxxers. You're part of the problem. Fauci's pulling his hair out right now. Fauci just went. Fauci's looking for some Nicki Minaj albums to play on his Wurlitzer. We talked about this yesterday. We touched on it because we're ahead of the news, as usual. I see these things late, and we mention them, and then we circle back. It's always nice. Contaminated Pfizer vaccines reported in several Japanese cities. We talked about this. White contaminants in the Pfizer vaccines. We have metal. Yesterday, I called the mental contaminants. Could be Freudian slip. Metal contaminants. Steel shavings. Stainless steel. Black steel shavings in the Moderna jabs that have killed 3 in Japan. And now we have, as we talked about yesterday, white contaminants at different vaccination sites through Japan in the last few days. So we have Moderna with the black contaminants and Pfizer with the white contaminants. Where's cue up ebony and ivory? That's the new vaccine. Ebony and ivory. Killing jab recipients in perfect harmony. Side by side where we go. Hey, amigo. Little ebony and ivory. I don't know if that's licensed, so we'll just stay away from it. It's probably not, and I got enough problems. Biden defies COVID protocol. Did you see this today? He appears to scare a baby when Biden leans in for a kiss. He's insane. He's trying to kiss a baby. The baby looked terrified. We could read the story, or we could just go to the video. The young bucks say we have the video, so I'll make a note to play the video. We don't need a story if we have the video. I saw the video. The kid's fucking terrified.